All right, so get this. We're going on a deep dive
Love it.
into Lion's Head. Have you heard of
Of
this?
course,
This
yes.
is the peak that overlooks Cape Town, South Africa.
So exciting, right?
Stunning views, for
Yeah.
sure.
And the website we're using for this is from Mookie Venture.
Okay.
So, full disclosure, they are a tour company.
Right.
They give guided tours of Lion's Head, but their website actually has tons of practical information.
It
It does whether
does.
or not you're going to book with them. So I'm curious, I mean, what are you hoping to get out of this? Are you planning a trip or adding to your bucket list
Yeah.
or just love a good armchair adventure?
Oh, I'm all about armchair adventures these days.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if I was to go, I'd want the full picture.
Okay, yeah.
Like, what is Lion's Head exactly?
Right.
I mean, some folks might think it's Table Mountain itself, but
Right.
it's actually a separate peak nearby.
Gotcha. So you get these crazy views from Lion's Head.
Oh, yeah. Panoramic views, Table Mountain, the city, the ocean, the whole shebang. Wow, that's amazing. And this is something, okay, so this is like a hike,
Yeah,
right?
I
Is this like hardcore mountain climber only type stuff, or?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Mookie Venture actually says it's great for beginners. If you have, like a decent level of fitness, you're good to go.
Perfect.
It's not too long, like 1.5 to 2 hours round trip, something like that. But there is a little twist to
Okay, a twist. All
it.
right, I like where this is going.
Yeah, so near the summit, they have these chains and ladders
What?
bolted into the rock.
No way.
Yeah, so that adds a bit of excitement to the hike.
Chain and ladders.
Adds a little spice, right?
Yeah, that's more than just your average stroll in the park.
It is, yeah. It's not just a walk in the park, yeah.
I am so intrigued, but maybe a little nervous too. Chains? Like, how intense is this exactly?
So there are actually two paths
Okay.
you can choose from as you approach that summit.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the paths, it sticks to the natural rock formation, so a bit more scrambling. The other path, that's where you'll find the chains and the ladders, and they are bolted into the rock face.
Wow.
I mean, it is pretty much vertical, to be honest with you.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's that one that you see, like in all the dramatic picture
Oh,
of
right.
Lion's Head.
Okay, so
Yeah.
one for like the thrill seekers and then a gentler path for those who
You got it.
want to,
Yeah.
take it a little bit easier.
Exactly.
Okay, I like it. Options are good.
Yeah.
I can already picture myself like on that ladder, gripping tight, feeling that wind.
Oh, it is an experience for sure. But just remember, safety first. You've got to have good hiking shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely crucial.
Of course.
And, take your time. No need to rush.
Yeah.
And if you're really not comfortable with heights, that gentler path is totally fine.
Yeah.
It's a perfectly valid choice. Nobody's judging you.
I love that. And you know what? Speaking of timing,
Yeah.
Mookie Venture, on their website, they hype up these sunrise and sunset hikes.
Oh, yeah, the golden hour.
Yeah, and I get it. Who wouldn't want to see, that amazing golden hour light from the
Absolutely.
top of the Lion's Head? But
Yeah.
is that just like, for the Instagram?
I mean, the light is phenomenal at those times,
Yeah.
no question. But honestly, there's a very practical reason too. You want to beat the heat.
That makes sense.
Cape Town, it can get scorching hot, especially in the middle of the day. So early morning or late afternoon, much more comfortable climb.
So you get the practicality and
Yeah.
the Instagram-worthy shot.
You got it.
Win-win.
Exactly. Win-win.
Okay, sold.
Yeah.
What else should we be packing if we're, planning this hypothetical trip?
Okay, so besides the obvious, like water,
Right.
sunscreen,
Yeah.
a headlamp is crucial if you're doing that sunrise or sunset hike
Okay, yeah.
because, obviously it's going to be dark.
Yeah, of course.
And think about those rocky sections. A hiking pole could be really helpful.
Okay, noted. That headlamp, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Adds that extra little adventurous vibe,
Right.
right?
Oh, for sure.
Imagine
Excuse me.
like beams cutting through the darkness
Yeah.
as you make your way up.
Okay.
I'm adding that to my mental packing list. Okay, so we're packed, we're ready to go.
Great.
What about wildlife? Anything I should be on the lookout for?
Well, you might spot the rock hyrax.
What?
Roth hyrax.
Okay, I've never heard of that.
They're really cute. They're also called dassies, imagine, like a furry little marmot.
Oh.
Yeah, and they just kind of blend in with the rocks. Oh,
Oh.
they're surprisingly tame.
Yeah.
So you might even get a close-up photo.
Okay, so cute factor is high on this hike.
It is,
What
but
else? Anything a little more intimidating?
not really, no. But keep your eyes peeled for lizards.
Okay.
Yeah, there's the black-girdled lizard,
Oh, that sounds cool.
the Cape skink,
Okay.
even the southern rock agama.
The what?
Southern rock agama.
That's a mouthful.
I know, right?
Lizard royalty right there. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm sensing a theme here with these dramatic names.
Yeah, they like their traumatic names.
Okay, so we've got the views, we've got the wildlife. Anything else unique to Lion's Head?
Ah, well, we can't forget the Cape Finbos.
Cape Gandalf.
Cape Finbos, yeah. Finbos.
Okay.
It's this super diverse type of vegetation found only in a small region of South Africa.
Really?
So imagine like fields of really bright flowers and then like these strange spiky plants clinging to the mountainside.
That sounds amazing. Wait, hold on. This Finbos, you said it's only in this one tiny region,
You got it.
like nowhere else on Earth.
Yeah, it's a biodiversity hotspot.
Wow.
Thousands of plant species you won't see anywhere else.
No way.
Some of these plants, I mean, they've evolved these crazy adaptations
Oh,
to
wow.
survive in this like really harsh environment.
Okay, color me intrigued. You've
Yeah.
got stunning views,
Yeah.
adorable Dassies,
Yes.
lizards with these crazy names, and this mysterious Finbos. This sounds like way more than just a workout.
It is.
So Mookie Venture, they really push their guided tours.
They do, yeah.
But if the trail's well marked, why bother?
Yeah.
Couldn't I just explore on my own?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could totally go on your own. I mean, if you're, like comfortable with navigating trails and stuff, you'd be totally fine. But a guide, they kind of bring a different, like a different element to it, you know?
Okay, so more than just pointing out like which way to go.
Oh yeah, way more like local stories and stuff,
Yeah.
Historical tidbits you wouldn't find in like a guidebook.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like maybe they know this hidden cave
Oh,
with ancient rock art
that's so
or a
cool.
spot where you can see eagles nesting. Like,
Oh, that would be awesome.
no.
Yeah, that's pretty tempting.
Yeah.
Okay, but what about, because I'm the type of person who likes to just like wander
Yeah.
at my own pace,
Yeah.
take those like spontaneous detours.
Right.
Would a guide cramp my style a little?
Not really, no. A good guide's gonna adapt to your preferences. They're there to enhance your experience, not like dictate it. And they're like a walking encyclopedia. They know everything about the area. Like imagine you're trying to identify a plant with your like field guide app, and the guide's just like, "Oh yeah, that plant, it has these medicinal properties, or it's pollinated by this one specific
Oh
beetle."
my gosh, that would be so cool.
It's like having a personalized nature documentary like happening right in front of you.
That's a great way to put it. And it's probably safer too
Yeah,
to have someone who knows the terrain,
totally.
potential hazards, all that stuff.
Especially if you're not that experienced, having that peace of mind is pretty invaluable.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so you've convinced me on the guide front,
All right, good.
but let's shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, so we've talked about the logistics, we've talked about what to pack, the wildlife, but what about like the less tangible stuff?
Right.
Like what makes this hike? What makes Lion's Head so special, so captivating,
Ah, that's a good question. It's like it goes beyond just a physical challenge. You know what I mean? It's like when you're standing at that summit, you're taking in those views, there's like a sense of accomplishment, a connection to nature. It's almost spiritual for some people.
Yeah, I could totally see that. I'm thinking about like the history of this place.
Right.
People have been climbing Lion's Head
For
for
centuries.
centuries,
Yeah.
witnessing that same sunrise, the same sunset.
Totally.
Like you're part of something so much bigger.
Exactly. It's a powerful experience. Yeah. And it's different for everyone. Some people, they're drawn to that like physical challenge, pushing their limits. Others, they find peace, like a solitude in the landscape.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. So, listener, like, what resonates with you? Are you imagining yourself, conquering that chain section, like, heart's pounding? Or maybe you're finding a quiet spot to meditate, as the sun dips below the horizon.
It's beautiful, whatever your vision is. Lion's Head has something for everyone.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a place that like stays with you long after you've come back down.
I love that. Okay, so back to the practicalities, right? Planning your ascent. Do you go for the like iconic sunrise or sunset? Or do you like embrace the full daylight hours?
That's a tough choice. Sunrise, it's all about like those soft, ethereal colors, fewer crowds. Sunset, it's like that fiery, dramatic finale to the day. But daylight, that gives you the clearest views, the best chance to see everything, appreciate the landscape, maybe spot some lizards. you know?
Ah, good point. Good point.
Asking on the rocks.
This is a tough decision.
It is.
It really could make or break the whole experience, huh?
It really could, yeah. It's not just about the pictures. It's about what you want to get out of it.
Yeah, totally. You know? Lining your goals.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and maybe the answer is all of the above.
Oh,
yeah. Maybe you just hike it multiple times.
Now you're talking. A sunrise hike and a sunset hike and a midday hike.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'm already planning my flights.
All right.
This is so exciting.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
But it's awesome that, you know, you're getting so much out of this.
Yeah, it's really cool. And that's what I love about these deep dives.
Yeah.
We start with a website.
Right.
And it just opens up all these possibilities.
Totally.
So many questions to explore.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we've given the listener, like, the framework.
We have.
The key insights.
Yeah.
But the journey's really just beginning.
Yeah.
Right? The real journey starts now.
It's up to them.
Exactly.
To take that spark.
Yeah.
And just, like, run with it.
Yeah. And figure out what they want to do.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we've talked about a lot.
We have.
And I keep coming back to, like, that one decision.
Yeah.
Sunrise, sunset, or daylight. Like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's such a tough call.
It is. Each time of day, it's like.
Yeah.
It just paints the mountain so differently.
Right. And it's not just the colors.
Yeah.
It's the vibe, too. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, sunrise feels almost like spiritual,
yeah.
Like witnessing the world, waking up from this incredible view, you know?
Yeah.
And then sunset.
Sunset.
That like fiery drama.
Yeah, the colors are incredible.
But daylight.
Yeah.
You can see all those details.
Oh, yeah. The textures.
Everything. Yeah.
And the fin bows.
Yeah. The fin bows. Yeah. All those colors.
Yeah. And, you know, you brought up a good point about the photography.
Oh, yeah.
Like that golden hour light.
You got to think about that.
Right.
It's like magical.
Yeah.
But then again, if you want to see the wildlife.
Oh, right.
Like those lizards.
Yeah, the lizards.
Daylight's going to be best for that.
Oh, that's so true. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Got to factor that in.
Oh, man. This one decision, like, really could make or break the trip.
You know, it's not just about taking pretty pictures. It's about, like.
Right.
What do you want to see? What do you want to do?
Yeah, aligning your goals, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe the answer is all of the above.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't have to hike it just once.
What if I told you?
Yeah.
I'm going to do a sunrise hike for my soul.
Nice.
A sunset hike for the gram.
Okay.
And then, like, a midday hike just to see all the wildlife.
I love it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. I'm already planning everything.
Oh, all right. Hold your horses a little bit.
Okay. I got it.
But it's awesome that you're getting so much out of this.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, these deep dives, I love them.
Yeah.
They're so interesting.
What do you like about them?
You start with, like, one little thing.
A website, a blog post.
Yeah, a website, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it just opens up a whole world of possibilities.
You can find all these new things you want to research.
it's the start of
it. It is. Like a jumping off point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, listener, what's your biggest takeaway?
Yeah, what are you gonna remember from this?
Was it like the visual of those dassies just chilling on the rocks?
Those are so cute.
I know, so cute. Or like the fin bows?
Yeah, all those crazy planes.
You know, or like back. Maybe it's like that feeling of getting to the top.
Yes.
You know, with the wind in your hair.
Sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's a powerful thing.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This deep dive has left you feeling inspired.
Yes. Informed.
Informed, ready to book that trip.
Maybe a little bit closer to booking that flight.
To Cape Town,
yeah.
You know, knowledge is power.
It is.
Especially when it comes to planning an adventure.
You got it.
Keep exploring, keep researching, and
keep dreaming.
Yes. Keep dreaming.
That's a good one.
Who knows? Maybe one day.
Yeah.
We'll all be on Lion's Head together.
That would be awesome.
I know, right? Sharing stories, taking in those incredible views.
I love it.
Until then, happy trails, everyone.
Happy trails.